Our scripture reading is Numbers chapter 7, verses 60 to 89. You'll see that on page 127 in your pew Bible. Now, we're continuing with each of the tribes bringing forth their offering for the dedication of the altar at the tabernacle that Moses has constructed. And many people would read these verses and say, that's what I thought it was all about. I have to buy God off. I have to bring enough stuff, do the right thing, whatever it is, and when I get it right, then he'll accept me. Well, they need to realize a few things about this passage. Mainly that the majority of what is offered, the goats and sheep and oxen, are emblems of what God has given them. Our life with God does not begin with us doing things for God or giving things to him. It's him giving his son to us and him doing the work of our redemption. And these offerings are so they can exercise the sacrifices that point forward to the great atonement that Jesus Christ would bring. Now, this makes the point to us that the first thing we must do to be accepted by God, until we do this, nothing else is acceptable, is confess our need and our faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the offering. That is the work of faith, that believe, Jesus says, and what I have taught you. Now, then, to be sure, they make some costly sacrifices, namely silver, incense, grains, those sorts of things. And it all came from God himself. Where did they get these riches? They got them from the Exodus when they came out of Egypt. God provided it to them. And Christians likewise give in a substantive way. They are not tipping. They're not leaving a tip on the table for God. This is serious giving. I think it's interesting. They all give the same amount, which suggests that they worked it out in advance. How much is needed? You give your part, I'll give my part. That's what we need, every family in the church to tithe, to do their part for the Lord. And then the Lord has full provision for the work in the church. That's his design. It's not just a symbolic giving, but they're really giving. But it all comes from God. They know that. We're to know the same thing. The work of the church was essential to their life. It is for ours, too. It's the work of the gospel is the great work. We're to give generously to it because of what God has given us. And then the key verse is really the last verse, because there Moses meets with God. And that's what God wants. It's not merely our stuff. He wants us. He wants us to give ourselves. He wants to give us himself. And notice where they meet with him. It's at the mercy seat, at the place where the blood is poured. There God has made a place for you to meet with him through his word and in prayer at the cross where Jesus died for your sin and opened the way to God. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning with verse 60 of Numbers 7. In the ninth day, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, the leader of the children of Benjamin, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering. One gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering. One kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Abidan, the son of Gideoni. On the tenth day, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, leader of the children of Dan, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering. One gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, the son of Ochran, leader of the children of Asher, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Ochran. On the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, son of the leader of the children of Naphtali, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering. 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was a dedication of offering for the altar from the leaders of Israel when it was anointed, 12 silver platters, 12 silver bowls, and 12 gold pans. Each silver platter weighed 130 shekels, and each bowl 70 shekels, and all the silver of the vessels weighed 2,400 shekels according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 gold pans full of incense weighed 10 shekels apiece according to the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the pans weighed 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering were 12 young bulls, the rams 12, the male lambs in their first year 12, with their grain offering, and the kids of the goats as a sin offering 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offerings were 24 bulls, the rams 60, the male goats 60, the lambs in their first year 60. This was a dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. Now, when Moses went into the tabernacle of meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice of one speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the Ark of the Testimony, from between the two cherubim. Thus he spoke to him. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.